views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have a, today is March the 22nd, 2018, and it is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to doing that with you all. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, looking forward to today's show. So you can definitely do that. With that being said, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by making a donation to the network so the network can stay on air and continue to do what it's been created to do, and that's provide you with information, give you a platform for you to structure and to uphold your own community, and for you to build on upon that at the best discretion of you, your family, and the overall community at large. So if you would, please go to Black Talk Radio Network's homepage, website, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and give some of your financial energy, meaning give some of your cash to the network so it can maintain its overall bills and to develop systems that will move our network into the future and develop and to have things for you and to be here going forward. So definitely want to do that. You could also support the network. You know, right now there's a lot of in the mainstream media about FedBook, and we basically been saying this since for a while now, for 2 years now, that you know, you want to get off that platform because that platform is compromised. And I keep hearing the FedBook is saying they want to earn your trust. Well, they've exploited you completely. So what does that tell you? They knew that when they started the business. So how can you? Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. What'd you say?
Yeah, I mentioned that last night, man. You have really been sounding the whistle or blowing the whistle. And this is something that it should be common knowledge that these people data mine you. Like you say, you don't get anything for free. You paying some. No. They don't make money just because you on a, well, they do make money because you on a platform, but they didn't create that platform just because they wanted to have a place where you can share information. Okay, they set it up to make money off of. And this latest thing of how they you know, trying to say that this particular organization was used by the Trump administration to do something crooked or what. Obama was the first one to really, really harness the power of social media and data mining for his administration. when you play all these little games and these little apps and stuff, I be seeing it when I'm on Facebook. I you know, such and such friend is playing this, or they sending me a request for that game or that. That's how they getting all your information. You basically signing up for it. You giving it to them, you know. So if it's something you don't want to be known about you, then you shouldn't be on social media telling everything about you. I'm a public person because I run a public nonprofit. I don't care about people right. knowing who I am. And I have a specific right. reason for being on there. But, Dave, I'm like, I don't even care anymore. Because how many times yeah. are we going to hear these stories about Facebook abusing the trust of its users? But you stay right on there. You don't abandon it. You stay right there. Yeah. So, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. And, that was one of the reasons that Scotty wanted to put BTR community as an alternative. It's a very, very important alternative to that. And because being a member here at BTR community, you have to worry about that, because Fedbook is crowdfunding you. Your participation allows them to monetize that for their benefit, and they don't share a dime with you. They don't do anything with you. So this is why our platform, BTR Community, is the one that we've been saying in the future. And I'm going to tell you, the data mining of – and what Facebook's real harm – I'm going to tell you what Facebook's real harm is this, is that – it's personal information about you that's released to the general public, i.e. investors, employers, and everything else. That they are actually taking your overall activities, and they're being able to establish a profile of who you are privately. Why would they do that? Because they want to know. They want to know, because that's where different decisions against you are made.
Hey, Dave.
One of the things, yeah, okay, Scott.
Listen, it's not just Facebook. Just about anybody, can create an app and put it on Facebook. I can do it. I'm part of the Facebook developers platform, but I don't employ those sort of things because I know how intrusive they are. I know how time intensive it is to even keep track of stuff. And I don't want that kind of data. I don't plan to sell people, you know, in anything. I'm not on here to push products and stuff like that. Do it take money for us to exist? Yes, it takes money. So what, $2 a month, $24 a year? That's why you don't see any Google ads or any kind of other ads on BTR community, because it's membership based. That's what your $24 contribution is going to. But I can create apps for Facebook interacting with Black Talk Radio Network, and it will give me the data of everybody who download that app, and I can set it up so that they even tell me information on their friend. So it's not just Facebook. Anybody can do
it. No, it's not. Yeah, and all of that is being leveraged against those that are unaware of their participation. This is why I think it's so, so important. Be a part of BTR community. $24 a year. Right now, there's a $24 a year, but you can have a trial membership of 30 days with where you don't have to pay, so you can see how the platform works. Big ups to my man, Raj. He taught me some things about BTR community that I didn't know. He showed me how to, do a couple of things. And because I'm not because I'm kind of busy in my regular day, I don't get to actively, put a lot of things on that I would want to. But big up to my man Roz that helped me out with some things and taught me some things about BTR community, how I could be more engageful in it. So it is a platform that is comparable, better, and I would definitely say is better than Fedbook. because you don't have to worry about the adversities of it as much. You know what I mean by as much? And so, and so many things, anything and everything could be hacked, but there will be no real reason to hack this. This is a place where we want to come together, have collective prudence, establish agendas, establish direction, establish self-determinations, and establish self-prudence. So this is a perfect platform. $24 a year for the overall, and you don't have to worry about someone data mining and selling your identity. You know, FedBook is saying that they don't sell your identity to anyone. Okay, keep believing them. Keep believing if you want it, want to. They selling everything. It is a part of the subjugation, because you are giving energy to FedBook, and they're not giving you anything in return. It's just amazing how we allow different platforms to exploit us, and we say, well, I'll allow it because I want what it has to offer me. Okay, well, that's fine. That is definitely your choice, and I would say then have all at it. But once the consequences of that come around, don't try to ignore. You won't be able to ignore the consequences. You'll try, but you won't be able to ignore the consequences of that platform at all. So be aware of that. Come on over to BTR Community, $24. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there, then make a purchase. Before you do that, send an email to info@prosperitymint, so someone at Prosperity Mint can get with you and explain to you the overall process. Okay, so we're going to jump into today's show. Let me just fix this really quickly. Hopefully, if you'd like to get in on today's conversation, is very, very important, and I would say that your participation, I'm having problems here, is critical, because we may want to talk about some things. We're going to be talking about some things to help you. And today's show, the haves, needs, and wants for the future. And this is all in preparing. And I just put that there. My man Roz, as always, thanks, Roz, for having my back as much as you always do. Roz posted a couple of things, but today's show is going to be all about preparing, because we definitely have to do that, and we need to be doing that yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We need to be doing that now, because it is necessary so that we will be able to seize on the opportunities that are awaiting, that are unfolding, that are going to be unleashed on the general population. And we want you to be in a position of advantage from that happening. So definitely that's today's show. Haves, needs, wants for the future. And this is all involving a prepping. And, you know, we generally we have a lot of what's in the news and what's going on, but today I really want to focus in with you all, with where you are. Call in today, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, where you are, so that we can give some advisement or give some direction, or just to share in this with you. Don't worry about who's listening and all of that other stuff. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, when the proverbial crap hits the fan, it's going to be a yo-yo effect. You're on your own. So come on, call in. We could talk about you personally, or you could talk about someone you know, and however you want to do it. But I really don't think that this is a time for us to be hiding. I'm a prepper. You should be preparing. I'm not worried about, you know, just anything other than getting that squared away, because the individuals that will be a threat to me, believe me, they're not listening. They're not even listening. They have no clue. Fully unaware of what's happening globally, regionally, nationally, or even really what's happening in their neighborhoods. Unaware. The final four is all they worried about right now. March Madness. So it's not just March, that's math. It's April, May, June, July, all of that. That calendar, that whole calendar is filled with madness. So definitely that's what today's show is going to be about. Let me log in real quick. I got knocked out. Let me get back in here so I can see the board. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I'm going to be sharing some things. So for that, one second. Okay, so, well, let me just say this real quickly. Everyone, we start in the beginning of spring. So for those of you that haven't been hit by that nor'easter, those of you that are on the Eastern Seaboard that was hit with that nor'easter, we feel for you. Be glad when you don't have to deal with that winter weather. That's why I don't live there anymore. Can't do it. But for those of you that are in other parts of the country, we are now in the spring. I guess today's the third day of spring. So now's a good time for you to sharpening and get involved in your creating your own food supply at price points, at the best optimal price points, meaning gardening, meaning creating alternative food sources. Any alternative food source you have is a major, 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 major plus. Do whatever it is that you can. We are in that season now. Jump on it right before supplies are going to be limited and everything else. Now's the time to do that, and we're going to talk about some of that today. Okay, so I'm on the board. So let's jump into what's in the news. And my man Roz posted this one, and he got this one from Marketplace. And it's China's threatened retaliation if U.S. imposes sanctions. And there was an article also from Reuters and Bloomberg that I didn't get the point up to post. And it, let me just pull it back up, and I will post it a little bit later. It says that Trump, celebrity figurehead Trump's, and this was from the Wall Street Journal, celebrity figurehead Trump slaps a $50 billion in tariffs against China. $50 tariffs against China. So check out that article. Okay? I'll post that one later on. So there's been the tariffs, and Roz posted that as well. Next article, Roz posted this one, and it is, this one comes from Bloomberg. Here are the U.S. targets. Here are the U.S.'s targets most vulnerable to China's trade retaliation. And it gives you those, and I think that's very, very important. A great article. Thanks for posting that, Roz. I'm going to pull that one up. And it says, agriculture, Boeing aircraft softwares could face cutbacks. They will pick up and choose with political aims in mind. China could hit back with measures against America. $140 billion of annual exports to Asian powerhouse if celebrity figurehead Donald Trump imposes tariffs, which he did and going to do. So that article is very, very important because we're going to just lightly touch on that. But we're going to jump into haves, needs, and wants, because this is the reason why you're going to need the haves, needs, and wants. What this basically means, what tariffs is going to bring about is trade wars. And trade wars has already been now fully engaged and fully announced, because right after that, then the shooting wars become announced. Because trade wars, it always goes currency, trade, shooting. Currency is already passed. Now we're in the trade. The shooting will start. And believe me, you don't want to start to prepare a day before, 2 days before the shooting starts. Guess what's going to happen? You are not prepared. It's just like you ignored it. So what? You know it. You didn't do anything about what you – I would say this. You didn't know it, because if you knew it, there would be a different response to it. So what if you heard about it and you did nothing about what you heard? You didn't listen. So huge, huge tell about what's happening. So here it is. It's a Rise article, and it's going to start for today's show. China could hit back with measures against America's $140 billion of annual exports to the Asian powerhouse if celebrity figurehead Donald Trump imposes tariffs. The president is expected to announce punitive actions on Thursday after the U.S. Trade Representative's office concluded that China is violating the intellectual properties rule, which they did do today. When the Chinese responded, they'll pick and choose with political aims in mind, says Claude Baker's, says Claude Baker's Barfield, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institution, who is a consultant to, the Reagan administration on trade policies. To date, China has followed a policy of strategical composure in dealing with Trump's America's First. If that changes, below are some of the potential targets: U.S. sales at risk. These are the top U.S. exporters to China, which could be restricted in a trade war. The leading one, capital goods, auto. Industry, supplies and materials, travel services, food, feed and beverages, vehicles and parts. Okay, so those are the ones. So let's take a look at the agriculture one. Here we go. And it's, I'm going to tell you, this is much bigger than just China. And I'm going to tell you why, and this is why our haves, needs and wants is so important. Agriculture. Agriculture may be on the front line of China's retaliation, and the sector, one of the few in America that runs a trade surplus, and they are is painfully aware. The U.S. ships $14.6 billion of soybeans to China, its biggest buyer. In the last market year, more than a third of the entire crop. China is making noise about the purchases, with Tuesday's editorial in the Global Times newspaper accusing the U.S. of dumping its government subsidies beans. Rumblings against the U.S. and others that are dependent on China trade. That's the key. That's the whole key. Rumblings against the U.S. also dependent on China's trade. Sent that the commodities plunge in February, the chief executive of the American Soybeans Association has said China's retaliation would have long-term consequences, as Brazil and other competitors would likely take market shares. That's the whole thing that I really wanted to express here. When China retaliates against the U.S., China is also going to implore tactical measures so that other countries will abandon the U.S. in order to be able to do business with China. And if the U.S. maintains, and right now it has a protectivism policy of America first, how many countries have already been disturbed by that overall message? And then now China is going to say, okay, check this out. We've had enough of this. But it's not going to just be that they're going to advise countries not to do business with them. They're going to mandate it. They're going to mandate it. And they're going to mandate it, which they said they would do in the precious metals field. They said that anybody that uses the dollar will not be able to engage in the overall Shanghai Gold Exchange. They're going to do that with everything. Anybody that uses the U.S. dollar will not be able to engage with China at all, in any form of business whatsoever. And all of his partners will have to take that same approach. All of the partners from BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And then it's going to expand into Germany, because now there are EU and Germany is thinking about invoking sanctions against the U.S. in the trade wars. So now the major economies, this is going to break up NATO. This is going to break up the financial groups and the consortium of fraternities to where the rest of the world is going to have to decide and make a choice. You want to go with the overall protectivism, or if it's the protectivism of the U.S., meaning the exploitation of the U.S., where they're going to say, no, every deal has to exploit you. Every deal that we're going to do has to exploit you. Or are you going to move into a collective prudence with China and the rest of the world? What do you think the rest of the world is going to say? What would you say? What would you do? And then that is going to have a hyperinflationary response here. Hyperinflationary response here. Meaning everything will go up because no one will be using the dollar at all. Shifting it back. And it's by different means. And now what happens with that is this. The U.S. will start to suffocate economically. And when you start to suffocate economically because of trade wars, what do you got to do? You have to bomb your challenger. You have to bomb your competitor. Because that's the only way that turns the overall trade wars off. Now you have to win a shooting war. Who are they going to be in a shooting war with? They already are in a shooting war with Russia. And a lot of people think that Russia is going to get their hat handed to them. But see, this is the thing. Russia is ready to do that right now because Russia realizes that they're not going to go into this war with the U.S. by itself. They're going to make sure that they bring others in on their side. And it's very easy, and it is not hard for them to do it at all. Not hard for them to do it at all. And they're going to seize on that opportunity because that's what they want to do. Now, I do believe that all of these governments are in one big fraternity. I'm just giving that landscape for those of you, for those that aren't able to see that. Because all of them are against you. All of them are. There's not one that stands for you. So this is a huge, the ramifications on this are huge. And there's a monetary portion of this too. The monetary portion of this is that the rest of the world will choose not to trade with, use, or to hold the currency that maintains your quality of life and your standard of living. So it doesn't matter how many dollars you have in your bank account, it won't mean anything because they'll be worthless. They will not have any redemption power. The coupons will start to expire, meaning they won't be able to buy anything. You won't be able to buy anything, one, because goods won't be coming in, and two, the only thing that's coming in is more dollars from all over the world. They'll be like, here you go, we don't need this, here you go, we don't need this. We don't accept this, we don't need this anymore. Today in the 26th, China starts its yuan petrol trade. Last month, Iran gave up on the dollar. No one could use the dollar in trade. Meaning no one could buy their oil with it. Oh, man, this whole thing is really, really coming about. And this is why the Middle East in that region, Syria, Iran, Iraq, all of that area is about to explode into a shooting war. This is why the Saudis were here in the States buying arms and stating that, hey, we think it's time for us to go nuclear because Iran... If they're nuclear, we need to be nuclear. Well, too late. And I think all of those countries already are. And they're going to use them. Because using them benefits them, harms the everyday person around the world. Everyday person around the world. And I want to lay that out for haves and haves, needs, and wants, because once that kicks off, once there's a nuclear exchange anywhere in the world, you're going to be under martial law right here. Doesn't matter if it's Pakistan and India. Martial law right away. And there's going to be attacks on the U.S. right away. Or they're going to say it is, and it's going to come from all, because what happens once that thing jumps off, everyone knows who's who and what their overall alliances are and who their allies are. And they're going to have to be preemptive in their overall strikes to ensure that their overall nation is not attacked first. And this thing is really, really going to go. Okay, I got from my man Otis. Breaking news from Cerebrally Naive's network. Oh, no, you're joking. Whoa. Are you... What? What? And I'm sorry I didn't finish it out. My man Otis, thank you for putting it in. Breaking news. McMaster's to resign as national security advisors. Will be replaced by... Scotty, you on? Your favorite person, John Bolton, 3 minutes ago. Wow. Otis said, I wish. Rumor started 6 days ago. Yes. And I posted last week. I'm going to go back to this post that I posted last week. Scotty and I have talked about this individual. I heard him say something yesterday, and I knew that, oh, yeah, he's going to be in the administration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a direct tell that the U.S. will be engaging in war, and they're going to attack North Korea, and they're going to attack Iran. And, yeah, this war is more than imminent. My man Otis said war is imminent. Yes, it is already here. John Bolton is the absolute worst individual, and it tells you everything. It is going to for sure now. It's kind of like how can I best put this? It's kind of like if you're going to put a fox in the hen house, you don't plan on having any hens anymore in the morning. That's who this individual is. And I'm going to real quickly, I want to go back to, let me pull up what I stated. On Tando Radio Show inside of, BTR Community. Otis, thank you so much for that. I didn't know that while we were on air. So we got a caller in queue, and I'm going to find this, and I'm going to let my man Thomas sound off real quick. This is critical. This is what we've been wanting to get you prepared for. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. Shoot, go ahead, and while I look for this article, pleasure to have you on, my brother. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice and be on your platform. Big up to you, Scotty, all the callers.
Our platform, Thomas.
All right, well, our platform. I just want to say, man, yeah, this is ramping up. And expect Sessions will be going soon and being replaced with Giuliani. That's all I wanted to say. If not Giuliani, he'll be replaced with Humpty Dumpty, a.k.a. Chris Christie.
Yes. And I do too. Thomas, I totally thoroughly agree with you. And Thomas, I don't know if you can jump back in because you may have jumped off because you weren't able to speak about it. And the Giuliani play is all a part of this whole war scenario. Because remember 9/11 and everything else. This is the whole play. This is the whole war drum beating paradigm and this is going to be ugly. Ugly. So I need to find this article. But Thomas, you there?
Still here.
Thomas probably was busy. You there, Thomas?
Still here. Yeah.
Okay, Thomas, I couldn't agree with you more. Yes, Giuliani, I expect him to get into this, and once this war jumps off, you know, our people have never, ever, 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 our community has never, ever seen war. It's seen war within the streets, but it hasn't seen organized crime war.
Oh, that's not true, man. When Giuliani was here, it was organized crime war, which they called the police and the corrections.
Yeah, but no.
He turned a blind eye to all that, man.
The part that I'm talking about is where you're actively engaged, to where your cities and your towns become Syria. They become Beirut. They become bombed and missiled. And the U.S. has never, ever, ever, ever seen that. They've never had artillery shells landing in the U.S., which they've never had carpet bombing. They've never had ICBMs, cruise missile attacks. There's not one city in this country that has a sustained cruise missile attack. Yeah, there were bombs. Black Wall Street, Philadelphia, L.A. Yeah, they had those little things, but that situation was confined to a very, very small area. Wait until these cruise missiles start blasting here from countries like China, from countries like Russia. It's a totally different paradigm. Totally different paradigm. And that's what this whole thing, because the overall destructive nature of these things, they are detrimental to the physical existence of people. And they destroy you psychologically. But you can see the effect of war. Look at all of the sons and daughters that now are struck with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or I don't say post-traumatic stress disorder, CTSD, continuous traumatic stress disorder. That's what the everyday person is going to be. Have you seen people in other countries that have gone through sustained bombings? How their overall, their whole, everything about them is just torn apart? And for those of you that have been in the military, you know just what it feels like to fire artillery. You know what it feels like to just to fire high power weapons, what they do to your body, and you're just firing them. They're not being targeted in landing, or you're not being in the impact zone of those. This impact zone about this, with this whole thing, is going to be serious. And believe me, the U.S. will not be immune. It is going to be directly targeted. Because now just think about, if the U.S. gets cruise missile, how many people here in America will be ready to die for God and country? And that's the setup that they're going to do. This John Bolton thing is... I've got to find this article real quickly, but
Dave,
someone said something.
Otis.
Yes, go ahead, Otis.
I was just going to tell you, because I make predictions, I always bookmark my articles. I put up one on BTR for you that from 2016, because I predicted back in December, when Trump was talking about Bolton, I told him he wouldn't be in office more than 2 years before Bolton is the one heading his war effort. So I tagged that, and you can find that at the top. It's got a lot of stuff talking about Bolton's background from the Bush days. He was really the architect as the deputy undersecretary of the 9/11 lie.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of stuff in there for you. The other thing I was going to say, not only will it be an impact of war, most of those probes into power generating stations and stuff like that over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, when they go to war, they've already found out how to access that infrastructure. So when you go to war, it's not going to be a probe to see what data they collect. It's going to be a physical attack on them. Nuclear generator sites, electrical power plants, all of that's going to be attacked.
Because Otis is absolutely right. The virus has already been put in. And they drive run the Ukraine, where they cut all the lights out in the Ukraine. That was all a dry run. In my opinion, guess who put the virus in? I don't think it was Russia. I don't think it was North Korea. It was the U.S. It was absolutely, in my opinion, the overall...
Snowden already proved that NSA was the one who came up with most of these bugs and turned them loose.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was so true. Okay, here's one of the articles. This isn't the only one. I posted this a week ago, and Otis posted this last year, 2016. For those of us that have been, Scotty's well aware of John Bolden. For those that are familiar with this individual, we know exactly what this agenda is by this individual and what this means. This person was a key figure in the weapons of mass destruction in the 9/11 whole conspiracy agenda. And... Oh man, I really want to play something so that you can hear who this individual really is, but I want to get into today's show because it's really important that we stick to today's show. But that breaking news just changes the overall time. This is a marker to tell us where we are. This is a sign as to how close we are to things going in the way that we definitely need to be prepared. We are closer to it today than we were yesterday. And wasting time is not going to benefit us at all. There should be there's a real search of a sense of urgency. It's such a sense of urgency, it will change all of my business doings. It will change everything in my I will consider this because it's just that meaningful, and it will be a part of all of my decisions now. Not from a position of being scared, but from the position of being, I better be prepared. Because this is also a signal to the rest of the world. This sends a straight signal to Russia, China, Syria, Iran. What's next? Sends a direct message to them. And it is now to the point where if they were wise, they would preemptively attack. So we are definitely, yeah. I had, I'm going to just go with this one article, then we're going to get into the show. But when Otis put that up, the jumbo, this is nothing more than a warmonger. And why is he going there? Because they plan on using his advisement on everything. So it is all unfolding the way that we've been trying to get you prepared for. So real quickly, I'm going to go to this one article that I do have. I couldn't find the other one. I'll find it later. And just to give you a clue a little bit, and I posted this a week ago. And this is, here it is. It's from strategicculture.org. Here it is. Neocon specter of John Bolden looms over Trump's White House. There have been multiple reports that celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump is unhappy with National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as rumors increased about a McMaster's departure. So So did speculations that George W. Bush never confirmed ambassador to the UN, the arch neoconservative John Bolton might have might be named as McMaster's replacement. Bolton has reportedly been seen at the White House on several occasions briefing Trump and other high levels officials. Lord, here we go. John Bolton was the national security advisor with Nikki Haley and Bolton's old job at the UN. And a fundamentalist Christian, moving from CIA director to replace Rex Tillerson as State Department as Secretary of State, means that the neocons have never. Well, excuse me. Excuse me. Which means the neocons, never happy with the prospect of a Trump administration, will once again be in the driver's seat of the American foreign policy after 9 years hiatus. Bolton's tenure at the UN was punctured by his own undiplomatic outbursts, as well as those of his spokesman. Trump's a nominee to the U.S. ambassador to Germany, Bolton strenuously pushed the neocons' foreign policy line and spelled out in the charter of the movement founded in 1997, the project of the new American century. So what does that really sound? The project for new American century. That's basically America first, right? Bolton is a staunch intervenist who would appear at odds with non-entanglement foreign policies exposed by Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. However, Trump entered into his second year in office, and it's apparent that one of the branches of the neocons, the most hawkish element of one linked to the Christian fundamentalist wing of the Republican Party, has captured control of the foreign policy levels of the Trump White House. Bolton has called for the U.S. to declare war on Iran and North Korea. Let's say that one more time. Bolton has called for the U.S. to declare war on Iran and North Korea. And he has advocated for the U.S. troop deployment to Syria to combat the forces of President Bashar Assad. Bolton also favors scrapping the Iran P5+1 nuclear agreement, known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Bolton's international views are no different than those of Israeli celebrity figurehead Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a comrade of Bolton. The mere fact that Bolton has been seen recently frequently as the guest of the Trump White House and the Trump's reported values Bolton's advice is a threat to global peace. On June the 29th of 2017, long after Trump sought Bolton's advice, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. wrote the following neocon for Fox News. There are signs that the Assad government may be planning another chemical attack. American pilots have struck forces threatening our allies and shot down a Syrian plane and Iranian-made drones. The possibility of a direct military confrontation between the U.S. and Russia has risen. Indeed, of the reflective repeating President Obama's errors, the Trump administration should undertake an agonizing reprisal in the style of former John Forster Dooley to advise squandering the victory on the ground. In Syria, the Kurdish forces fighting ISIS are linked to the Marxist PKK in Turkey. They pose a real threat to the Turkey's territorial integrity. Bolton wants the United States to declare the Brother Motherhood a terrorist organization and support Trump's backing of the Saudi Arabian and United Arab Emirates embargo against Qatar as punishment for the ties to both the Brotherhood and Iran. Bolton also wants to add the U.S. terrorist list, Iranian Republican Guard, the IRCG. Bolton is on record and favors the creation of a new sector, Sunni state in Iraq, that would be bankrolled by Saudi Arabia. The new Sunni state in Bolton's view, would stymie the creation of the Shiite arc of control extending from Iran through Iraq to Syria and Lebanon. And let me just stop there. Let me go back to one more time. Let y'all know who Bolton is. Bolton wants the U.S. has called for the U.S. to declare war on Iran and North Korea. And if you heard what this article said, where he said that the Syrian government is using chemical weapons, as attack. Russia all through this weekend has, and I posted it at different times, Russia throughout this weekend has told America, don't pull that stunt of trying to say that there were chemical weapons used by the Syrian government in order to provocate you to have a preemptive strike on the Syrian government. If you strike the Syrian government, we are embedded in the Syrian government. We will shoot down your cruise missiles and then shoot down the platforms, and we will annihilate the platforms that are using those cruise missiles. Basically, the cruise missile... The cruise missile ships. Russia will engage and blast on them. They will respond. Maybe someone will be sunk. They will hit them with caliber missiles. If those ships aren't able to defend themselves, there will be naval ships, and I definitely see the USS New York being one that will be sunk with thousands of Marines on it. The one that's the U.S. vessel, it's a LSP, I believe, that was created with steel from the World Trade Center. That will be sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Imagine how that would resonate here in the States. And all this weekend, there were confrontations that the U.S. and Russia had. And Russia said, U.S., if you try to attack Syria, it's a direct attack on us. And when this goes off, Syria will jump off, Ukraine will jump off, Pakistan and India will jump off, China, Taiwan will jump off. North Korea and South Korea will be a big switch. North Korea and South Korea won't jump off. North Korea and South Korea, in my opinion, won't jump off. The U.S. will try to jump off in North and South Korea. But because of the overall overexposure of the U.S. military, there will be engagement in North and South Korea, but it will be minimal. The U.S. will have to pull out of North and South Korea somewhat, the Korean Peninsula, to respond to defending the continental of the United States, because there are Russian subs and Chinese subs that will blast in the Gulf of Mexico, off California, and in the Atlantic. Oh, and there will be a response by the U.S. as well. Why is all of this moving this way, ladies and gentlemen? Because the depopulation program is here. We have definitely need to put this as a number one priority in your life. Because as I said before, there's not been one U.S. city that's ever been shook by militarized weapons. But that is not going to continue. That streak is not going to continue. The infrastructure in this country will not be able to withstand. This country is not battle-hardened. Has always been the greatest bully and has been fattened by the spoils of the petrodollar, the reserve, the world's reserve currency, And that was the setup for everything. And on this one, as I said before, they not only want to destroy your young sons, they plan on annihilating your family by sending your daughters to slaughter. This was kind of changed my whole direction on this show, but I'm not surprised. I've been actually looking at this and seeing that this whole thing, there's been no greater clue than John Bolden being put into place. And we're going to need to talk about haves and needs when we come back out of the commercial break. So I want to pull this up real quick. Let me get back into the – wow. Real quickly, okay, so listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me 1 minute longer. We're going to go to the commercial break. We're going to have to jump into haves and needs. This is takes priority over everything else because this is going to affect every part of your life like never, ever before. Never, ever before. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. If you'd like to jump in the conversation, we need to get into today's show, but at any time, well, let's jump into today's show because of the in light of the CNN report that McMaster's is out, John Bolden is in, the war is on. And I wouldn't be surprised if the war doesn't take shape in even before there is a confirmation. But he doesn't. I don't think he doesn't get a confirmation here because he's not a cabinet member. No. Wow. Man. Was expecting this. Knew this was coming. Now what are we going to do about it? Now we really need to prepare for it because time is going to – what you do today, the action plan that you do is going to position you going forward. So with that being said, I will have a – this totally changed financial – yeah, Otis, that you're absolutely right. That was the way around congressional approval for Bolden is that – he doesn't have a cabinet position. He's the advisor. So assured to be, and this is all strategic because they plan on advising for this whole war. This whole thing is woof. Okay. All right, so let's jump into the show. And I can't express this anymore, how important this is that you have to effectively use your time. Regardless of what your agenda was for this summer, this year, I would definitely put this as a priority for this because I'm going to just say this one time. Once these damn bombs and missiles stop dropping here, everybody that heard about they should have been preparing will have wished that they could go back to that moment before the toothache came in and started to prepare. I don't want that to be you. It's not necessary for you to be in that position. Regardless of how much you have cash-wise or how little you have. Yeah. You have to utilize that for what's coming. For what's coming. This is the first strike of Iran, the first strike in Syria, and the first strike against Russia and China. It may be one of the few successful ones that the U.S. will have, but this is the first step to the shooting. Oh, now the tariffs and the steel and all this other stuff makes all the sense in what we've been talking about since we've been on air here. So let's get into haves and needs. I need to clear out a couple of things. I just want to focus on that right now. Haves and needs, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of where you are in this country, you're going to have, there are some needs, and they're the four tables of, the four legs of, or the table of preparedness. You're going to need food, water, shelter, protection, and electricity or energy. Food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. Energy by way of however you want to do it. Let me just mute everyone so that if you do have a comment or something you wanted to jump in, you could just unmute yourself and jump in. So let me just do that real quickly. That is the table of preparedness. Food is one leg. Water is another leg. You have to have food that you already know is good food. Then you have to have access to other foods and other means to getting food. Then you have to have water. And water is not just the water that you have and that you stored to drink, but you, more importantly, you have to have a way to purify water. Way to identify good sources of water. These are the must-haves. Excuse me, these are the needs. Food, water, shelter. Shelter, you have to have shelter. You're not made for the overall climate changes of this planet, because in my opinion, you're not indigenous to this planet. Because everything that's really indigenous to this planet is able to cope with the ecosystem and the environment that the planet has. You're not. You don't have furs that can insulate and that's waterproof. All of the other animals that live out in the environment, they can, because that's what they came with. The great creator makes no mistakes. You're going to be on Earth, you're going to need a coat, a waterproof coat. Boom, here you go. So you're going to need shelter. One of the things I want you to think about with shelter, don't only look at where you have your home now, but also look at alternative fallback places, because when this war starts, your overall shelter may be, your home may be destroyed, because such a large percentage of our population lives within the city limits. And the cities were going to be targeted. And on this mad dash, when the cities get targeted, just imagine what one cruise missile, just one cruise missile, or one caliber missile, or one ballistic missile that's not nuclear, from Russia or China striking a major city, what would that do to everybody around? Oh, that'd wake their butts up right away. And you know, the first thing that those naysayers are going to say, what happened? What is that? And you know what they're going to do? And if they are nuclear, you know the first thing that they're going to do? They're going to watch it, and they're going to go blind. physically blind. Hey, there's no antidote for stupid. And I'm going to just say this. There is no dumb questions, but stupid people do talk. The first thing that the stupid people are going to do is start asking, what happened? Don't you respond. Keep your focus. Keep your discipline. You keep your focus and your discipline by now preparing with the table of preparedness. Food, water, shelter, protection. You need to find shelter where you are, and if you have strategic exit, if you have an exit strategy, you need to know where those routes are and where those overall shelter places for you could be. Think about that now. Because it's just like in the wild, the first one to the hibernating hole claims it. And I have no problem telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is no bull. Now, I sincerely see, and I have no problem saying that we are within hours to at the most months before the great, see what happened was, starts. Protection. Protection. You have to be able to protect your food. You have to be able to protect your water. You have to be able to protect your shelter. You have to be able to protect you. You have to be able to protect your family members or the group that is with you. Protection is not only from the standpoint of firearms and things of that nature. Protection actually means from the elements. From the elements. From bacteria. From germs. From disease. That's protection. That's one part of protection. That's one part of protection that many of us forget about. The unsanitary conditions are going to be great. You're going to have to be able to quarantine yourself and getting those things and having those things and having an idea where those things and even thinking about those things now and having a plan for that is critical and crucial. If voting becomes your great leader, he all of a sudden becomes a benevolent individual, okay, cool. Then you won't have to use anything that you've acquired. But what you have lost in acquiring it, not a darn thing. You still going to need to use it. But if you don't prepare, and Bolton continues to be who he's always been, and he brings the overall destructive nature of combat to the streets of the United States, you'll be at risk of losing every damn thing. Even quitting. I heard some people say, well, Dave, if I can't have the life that I have right now, so what? I'll quit. You'll quit for Starbucks? And I can't even say what came through my mind. If I was with you all personally and if I was with you right now personally, you would know what I would say. I would say, there are many among us because we've attached ourselves so much to this system. To this paradigm. That's what the system needed to do because they knew if they got you addicted to it, like any other junkie, if they threaten you with not getting your next fix, you'll do whatever you need to do. You'll even get on your knees and beg. Man, this system is ruthless. So, protection. Protection is, yes, you need to be able to protect yourself by means of tools, from weapons. But you also need to protect your immune system. You also need to protect your water, your your food? What do I mean by protecting your water and food? Do you have it in containers, or do you have it in means and methods that's going to keep it clean? Once you purify it, can you keep it clean? Basically, can you put it in something that is going to keep it in the state that you put it in? That's protection. You need to be thinking about these things and creating systems that you and your family can rely on. And everyone in the family has to know these things and be ready to appropriately respond and take on the responsibilities of this. Because everything is a joke until somebody get their eye put out. Y'all remember hearing that? Then energy. Food, water, protection, shelter, and energy. Energy is the one of the is that most preppers always fail or forget to employ in their overall preparedness repertoire. Energy is crucial. You're going to need other people around you that you can trust. That's energy, so that you can work in collaboration with one another. I'm going to need you. You're going to need me. I'm going to need your energy. You're going to need mine. Also, you're going to need to be able to produce energy, electricity, solar, all types of things. Because energy is going to make it much easier, because energy allows you to recoup what you weren't given as an indigenous species on this planet. If you have energy, then you may not need furs. You may not need fur. You may not need waterproofing. That's one of the things that energy does, is that it leverages off, and it gives you an opportunity to mitigate what you weren't originally designed to have for here. You know, I always say, well, an indigenous to here, we black people, I'm talking about to the planet. So energy is crucial, and you need to be thinking in energy in this form of solar, electrical, and manpower, man hours. And the one that really gets neglected is the man hours, as well as the solar and electrical power, energy. Oh, one more, the thermal energy, fire. Everyone always remembers that one. But you're going to need that one as well. You're going to have to be able to cook your food. How are you going to be able to do that? What energy are you going to use to cook your food? What energy source are you going to be using to cook your food? That is the table of preparedness that you need to invoke in your lives right now. And be aware of, by way of generators, loud generators or silent ones. But in having those generators, that means you got to have gas. So you have to be strategical and when you employ those and how much you employ it for. Because when the war starts, you ain't getting no gas. And if you do get gas, that's a $1 million fine. Respond to that opportunity appropriately. And I would add one more thing that's critical in the table of preparedness. The intangibles, a couple of them, we can add a couple of intangibles, but the intangibles, the intangible ability to read the signs. Reading the signs is very, very important. You can have all the equipment and have all of the tactical response training and ready to respond to anything, but if you can't read the signs, you won't know when to employ what. You won't know when to, maybe it's time for me to leave. maybe it's time for me to dig in right here. Being able to read the signs is so important. Reading the signs of body language of people around you, reading the energy of a crowd, or reading the energy of the presence of a living force before it is physically seen. Being able to read the energy of a direction is going. John Bolden is a reading the signs moment. And I'm going to say, just from my professional experience that allowed me to be able to read the signs for John Bolden and for OG as well, Otis as well, for Scotty as well, that told us exactly what this dude is about. And for some of you as well who's familiar with, you already know the reading the signs, that this wasn't an uh-oh moment. This was a okay, cool. This ain't no 52 fake out. So reading the signs, how do you sharpen reading your signs? You become dependent on being in tune to your natural spiritual abilities. Brother Davis talks about it every week on Wise Wednesday. You have to develop the ability to read the signs. Rise talked about it. L.A. Ramon talked about it. You're going to be able, I think it's very, very beneficial to you to have some high energy individuals that resonate on a high energy. And if you're not one of those people, I would tell you it's probably to die to pride and to live by life. The system has taught us to be have an extreme entitlement expectation. Probably be wise for you to lose that as quickly as you possibly can, from me to you and everybody else, and be able to identify those individuals that still hold on to those remnants of foolishness. No matter who they are, pass their ass up. It's going to be too deadly in the future. Being able to read the signs of creating the right relationships. If you know some doctors and some dentists and some individuals that have access to different things, you should have been striking those relationships already. One of the things that I hated in leaving to Southern California, but I had to make a choice in Southern California, because Southern California, I knew I had to leave Southern California early enough to at least give myself a fighting chance in Texas to establish relationships with people. Hope that we've done a good enough job there. There's a lot of work that I needed to do in that area. This is reading the signs. Left California because of this. California is a big desert. No water. So, reading the signs, creating the right relationships. Get relationships with people that know how to garden, with dentists, with doctors. Critical. And people that resonate on a high frequency, tell you, someone that is willing to work through any adversity is going to be worth their weight in gold. No matter what the problem is, they always work towards a solution instead of complaining about stuff. Those individuals, and that's a lot of you, it's what it's going to take. We got a caller in queue real quick. I want to go to this caller out of OKC. Welcome, brother, to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Peace, 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 brother.
What's up, my man?
Looking for solutions, brother. Right now. All we have is now, brother. I just have, this might be a silly question, but as much invested as, you know, the products we use from China. I mean, like, it's almost like 80% of the products we use in this country is from China. How, I mean, what is that? I mean, it's like we're in bed together. So if they cripple us, I mean, don't they depend on our energy and economy as well?
Who, China?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. They got the rest of the world.
Hmm. Okay.
The U.S. is no longer the largest economy.
Okay. But we consume. We're the largest consumer.
Largest consumer. Yep. The largest consumer. You're absolutely right. But they realize that they have a population of billions that's going to need to be able to consume more. And guess who's going to have to be able to pay for that? You always need slaves to facilitate the threats. So this is the perfect sweatshop nation. Not that big, not that little. Goldilocks is just right, and has already been built as a penile country. Its prison industrial complex and its overall collapsed economy is perfect for concentration camps, from FEMA buildings to prisons that are already here. More people, the U.S. has more people in prison than anywhere else in the world. By Scotty could give you the numbers. You think that was by accident? No, not at all. You're absolutely right, bruh. Biggest consumers. We don't save anything. So, well stated, my brother. Was there anything else you wanted to fortune us with, bro?
No, sir. Thank you for taking my call and great show, brother.
As always, my man. Give my regards. You know. Man, so now, all right, so let's jump into some of the things. I want to give you some things that I think that you should be looking at and having, okay? And it's in particular order. I'm going to do that when we come back out of the commercial break, because we're getting ready to go into it. The number one resource that you need is a willingness, is a relentlessness. If you have if you develop the relentless human spirit that you already have, and you augment that with others and everything else, doesn't matter what happens, you won't be stopped. You will become a nation among the individuals. And that determination to face anything from a sovereign standpoint will actually benefit you. It may be tough, but the overall adversities won't be able to endure your energy. It will surrender to it. The situations will surrender to it. But preparing for that, when we've been taught to be docile individuals, domesticated individuals, is what we first have to break. So your willingness to create, survive, and build, and you can do it. You were seeded by the great creator to create. And you can build whatever it is that you need to build. Not going to be easy. Not going to be overnight. Not going to be always pleasant. But you will succeed. You will succeed. And once you start to give into that wholeheartedly, it doesn't matter what you're facing. You'll be able to determine the best path for you that you will take to mitigate it. So when we're getting ready to go into the commercial break, when we come out of the commercial break, I want to go over some items that you should be getting. And if you can't afford the items, you don't have the overall currency to acquire it, think about how you can, but still you need to know, because how the universe always works is that it may bring you the opportunity to get it. You need to know that it's something that you need to see. If we put more of our energy into our sustainability, and then we stop giving our energy into this system, we'll see how wasteful we've been in the past and how resourceful we can be now. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, I'm going to go over some items. Please take these items down. Mental note, however you want to take them, write them down, connect with them, add to them. Very, very important. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And we're going to jump into some of the items that I think that you should be having, some needs, okay, that you should be turning into haves, okay? Number one, you're going to need water filtration, purifiers. Two, a store of food of at least a month or two worth of food that you can only use, that you would use as a last resort. And I said that for this reason. This food supply should be not something that you go into right away. You should only go into it when there is as a last resort. A water supply. Your last resort water supply and your last resort food supply should be at least 2 months worth of food and water if you possibly can. And I hope that I'm expressing myself clearly to you all. Last resort means that you've exhausted all other means to acquire water, all other means to acquire food, and now you have to. This does not mean that you need to be eating 3 and 4 meals a day when this proverbial attacks go on, because if you do, you're going to be eating yourself out of house and home in a literal tense. This is a last resort. 3 months of last resort food and water, meaning you only go into that when you absolutely haven't eaten for 2 or 3 days. Okay? It's the last resort food. You need about 3 months of that, if you can. But no matter where you are, look at what you have and cut everything out. Movies. If you ain't seen Black Panther, you don't need to see Black Panther. Don't waste that. If you didn't get the new Jordans, you don't need the new Jordans. Be disciplined about cut out everything right now. Cut out everything. work off the bare minimum so that you can establish some measures of preparedness. 3 months of water. Last resort water, 3 months of last resort food. You need to acquire a means of protection. A means of protection. And that means of protection could be anywhere from what you can afford. Firearms, knives, all measures of weaponry. And we'll have a show just on that because there's so much. But for you right now, what's happening right now, you need to be moving. Now you see why they're pushing all this gun stuff. They don't want you to be able to. And once this war starts, whatever ammunition that you already have, that's probably the last ammunition that you're going to get because there will be no ammunition on the shelves, on the internet, or in the stores. Once this war starts, all of that gets commandeered, and all of the ammunition manufacturers become nationalized in this country, meaning they no longer make a darn thing for you. The U.S. is going to be in a war against Russia and China? You know how large China army is? But it's not just going to be them, it's going to be a whole... The whole thing, they're going to be fighting on different fronts all over the world. You know how many of their maritime ships are going to be sunk? Now they got to replace everything that's at the bottom of the sea, or so they say they would be doing and not really doing. And you know how many young people in this country that's in the military, that's overseas, ain't coming back? Not because they were shot, but they're not going to be able to come back because the U.S. will be too broke, won't be able to buy the gas to bring them back. Because no country will sell to them, will allow them to land to refuel. How long those military individuals without supplies are going to be able to sustain themselves? You saw what happened in Iran when they took over the embassy? Everybody that was on that compound was doomed. Couldn't get out. Couldn't get back to the States. All those individuals on foreign countries, all these bases all over the world, certain ones ain't going to be able to come back. Nobody's going to supply them. And while a civil war rages here, not even going to be thinking about what's going on overseas. And overseas, damn sure ain't going to be thinking about you because they're going to be so engaged in trying to survive. No letters are going to be getting through. No emails, no news, no nothing. But they're going to feel the evil in the air. So, firearms and protecting yourself. Ammunition is so important because that stuff is going to be gone. And once the ammunition is going to be gone, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all, all the bats, slingshots, clubs, knives at Walmart and everywhere else is going to be taken up. Gone. People are going to come around real quick. Tire irons, everything. These are things you need to be thinking about now. I guess, one second, I guess we got a caller in queue. My man, Roz. Roz, what's going on? Go ahead, bro.
Hey, Peace, how you doing? Peace to Scotty, the other callers and listeners, too. While you were talking, I sent you this article, like, maybe 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. But I just
You texted it to me, Roz?
Yeah, I texted it to you, and then I posted it in your thread. Now, this
okay.
is... speaking directly to what you're talking about. I just want to read a brief section of it, not the whole thing, but it'll give people context and kind of really put them in a state of mind as far as understanding that you're trying to convey. So this article was just put out yesterday by the Free Thought Project. What do they know? It's entitled, What Do They Know? High-level government officials reportedly flocking to quote-unquote doomsday camps. High-level government officials and national security officers are reportedly flocking to doomsday camps around the country, citing quote-unquote inevitable events as the impetus behind the move. A rather unsettling report out of Washington, D.C. this month shows that high-level government officials and national security officers are flocking to a network of doomsday camps. Exactly why, so is unclear. However, it does raise the question, what do they know that we don't? As the Washington Examiner reports, a building network of backwards doomsday camps around the country are pulling in members from affluent areas and even Washington national security officials as the threats grow from nuclear war and EMP or virus attacks. One such camp is called Fortitude Ranch, which provides all the amenities of a private doomsday camp, but is more affordable because it is shared. Quote, we are seeing members from all three letter agencies, unquote, said Fortitude creator Drew Miller, a retired Air Force colonel and intelligence officer, in a reference to the Central Intelligence Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Miller claims that an attack on the electrical grid inside the United States is quote-unquote inevitable and the impetus behind the Fortitude Ranch. As the Examiner reports, one of his members from the Baltimore area speaking on background said that he and others joined after quote-unquote waking up to the potential of a national crisis from an attack, financial meltdown, or political violence. Quote, for most of us, something rattled our cages and woke us up, unquote, he said. Miller explains that most of his members are government officials from the Washington, D.C. area who don't have the time to build their own doomsday bunkers. Quote, we are seeing members from all three-letter agencies, unquote, said Miller. You have to be an idiot to think that it will not happen, quote-unquote, he said again. Said Miller, author of, quote, Rohan Nation, Reinventing America After the 2020 Collapse, unquote. Miller said that the camps are as nearly survivable in an attack as the Mount Weather FEMA site near Virginia's Shenandoah River. Several Washington leaders were housed in after the 9/11 attacks, according to SHTFP. According to the description on the website, Fortitude Ranch is a survival community equipped to survive any type of disaster and long-term loss of law and order, managed by full-time staff. Fortitude Ranch is affordable, about $1,000 per person annually, because of large numbers of members and economies of scale. Miller says the camps are funded by the creation of a cryptocurrency called Fortitude, which was sold to raise more than $400,000. So I'm going to stop there. But obviously, they are obviously talking about people who would be in the know, national security folks, all of the letter agencies, the alphabet boys, as I like to call them, and they're making moves to do the things that they can't do for themselves, which is get involved in these doomsday camps. And this just came out yesterday. So to me, that should just speak volumes to people who are really paying attention to what's happening and who have been listening to this show over the years, and actually other shows where other people have been talking about similar things. So I just wanted to just read that because it just came out yesterday. It's hot off the presses, and it's giving you that information. And the person who wrote this article is actually also ex-military as well. They're saying that he was honorably discharged veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps and a former intelligence operator directly tasked by the NSA. This prior experience gives him unique insight into the world of government corruption and the American police state. So that's who wrote the article, and he was talking to other ex-military folks. So I'll just end it there. Thanks again for a great show, my brother, and I'll mute my line.
Man, you can't end it there, Raj. Yes. And this is what we all need to do. We need to establish our satellites everywhere.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead, Otis.
Yeah. Look, you remember when the congressional members were headed up to West Virginia?
Yes.
During that
on the train accident?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you know exactly what's in outside of Lewisburg, West Virginia, the Greenbrier?
Yes.
That's actually one of the original safe places for Congress. That place is set up with a mini capitol built into the side of that mountain. Not many people.
Yes, continuity of government.
Right. And what the reason I'm saying it is, they usually incorporate some kind of meeting at least 2 to 3 times a year to acclimate the sitting congressmen and legislators, because when something goes down, they're the first ones that get secured in bunkers. So what Roz is talking about is they've already come up with a way to save their own, the second tier of people who can get bunkers. That's all over this country. As a matter of fact, at the time when I was in the Air Force in the 70s, there were at least 6 safe havens built into mountains across this continent. I'd be willing to bet now that is at least tripled by now.
So true. Oh, and yes, what I was, the continuity of government, and what they're doing is that those individuals that facilitate the continuity of government, they are now also protecting themselves because they know that they're going to need the table of preparedness as well. And one of the things, the key to the table of preparedness, is one of the most important things is energy, the energy of you and others. They are coming together because they plan on enduring what is going to be the obstacles and adversities. We need to be doing the same. Absolutely. There's no other reason for us to take this as entertainment or take this as conspiracy theory. You're going to need your family, and you're going to need the overall means of resources to sustain your family. And probably the time to plan is now, and urgently plan. Prioritize that as the highest priority, because once the situation comes, it's no longer planning. Now it's responding, and you're going to have to be the first responders to everything. So we're going to need to ramping up our group, and I would love for some of you to be a part of that. And we need to conceptualize that and do just that and make the proper necessary preparations, because if we don't, later on we may regret that we didn't, because we are all scattered throughout this whole country. And if there are other Tando radio show listeners that we are familiar with and would strike a relationship with, like I already know, just there's some, and you already know who you are, you can always come to me, because I know what you're going to bring. We need to be establishing this. We need to be establishing this now. And if it doesn't happen, so what? We still had a great plan, because then now we can use that overall collective prudence and that thought energy into that. Now we can direct that in a different... But see, that is not going to happen. This stuff is going to happen. We need to be moving in this direction, because this is the immediate threat to us all. The absolute immediate threat to us all. So, a couple of other things. So we know that the food, the water, I'm going to give you a bunch of others in the future. We got BIB that's going to be coming on after Tando Radio Show. This is the only thing that we're going to be doing now, up until. And because I think that there's nothing more important. And there's so much. But I would ask that you all participate in this. Don't just wait for Tando Radio Show. Bring something to Tando Radio Show. Hey, I found this. This is where you can go and get this for this amount, and this is where I found. Share this. But first, get it for yourself, then share it with everyone else. Or if you can't get it with yourself, get with people, find the stuff, and then we can all get together. And then, you know, we need to have that collective prudence that you don't have it. You don't need to get it because I have it, especially if we are somewhere, if you are close to each other. That overall network needs to be established to where you know where each other have a contingency plan. Make a plan with your family. Make sure that you can get to your children and your children can get to you. Make sure that your children is able to endure not being around you and make decisions and have a plan to get into you in spite of the chaos, where they won't be spazzing, because crying ain't going to solve a damn thing. Shaking and going into a nervous breakdown, that ain't, it's a breakdown. That is not a solution for anything. So, before we get out of here, I'm going to I think it's very important for us to be up on the news and up on preparedness. The only thing that I will be putting into the feed inside of Tando Radio Show, preparedness gives an current events as to what may be going on, not to, to guarantee that these are happening, but all of the things that we need to be preparing with, that's the only thing that I think that we should be doing, so that's the only thing that I'm going to be doing. Grab ammunition, because ammunition is going to go, it's going to be scarce pretty much right away. Grab as much fuel as you can. What I mean by fuel, safely. You have to safely store fuel. The Coleman fire stuff, Coleman fuel that at Walmart and all of that stuff at the different sports stores. And if you notice, a lot of sporting stores have been going out of business throughout the country. Why do you think that is? One of the things is when you attack the people, you first cut off their supplies so that they'll be dependent on you. So, just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Never scared, always prepared. Once you prepare, you don't need to be scared. And I would say that we probably need to set up some other things on the weekends as well. And, just, you know, do as much as we can, because there's a lot to this whole thing. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out of here, greatly appreciate. Give me a call in the morning, Brother Braggs. I missed you this morning. Was traveling. So much love, much respect. We will talk to you soon. B.I.B. is coming up next. Salute, Otis.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Bragg.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.